Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today, you know, and I hope that what you find out that, you know, what we're talking about is useful and helpful. My name is actually Shirley. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, coach, and author here in Southern California, and I have been a glittering rainbow girl for as long as I can remember, and I wouldn't have it any other way. My specialty is actually working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM and kink communities, and anybody that doesn't feel like they actually fit into any of those traditional norms. And I definitely would not have that any other way. You know, we have to support all of our people. So I hope we get to have a little fun, get a little inspiration, maybe bring a smile to your face and a giggle to your heart, and we'll see what's up. My hope is, you know, that you get to deal with, you know, we've had so much to deal with lately. Holy moly. So we're going to start this show the way we always start this show, because let me tell you, we need some deep, deep breaths right now. So breathe it in. Hold it. And exhale with a smile. Yeah. And now we're going to do the second part of the beginning of my show, because this is my favorite part. And from what I've heard, it's your favorite part too. So this is actually great. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to wiggle those toes. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle the toes. Shoes on, shoes off. I don't care. I'm a shoes off kind of girl. Wiggle your toes how you feel. Now we're going to wiggle that butt. Come on, wiggle your butt, scrunch in those buns. I've never met somebody that can do this without smiling, because you walk up to somebody and you go, wiggle your butt. They're just going to look at you like, what? But they'll do it. And that's the fun part. So last part of this, take another deep, deep breath, holding it in. And this time, exhale with a beautiful affirmation. I like to use, I got this. But you can use, it's going to be a wonderful day. We've got this. It's going to happen. Just something that brings you up and makes you feel good. That's our affirmations. And I hope from last week that you have been doing some more affirmations, or actually that'd be 2 weeks ago, the extra affirmations, just to make yourself feel open and content. So that's what we're going for. Although I am a hypnotherapist, on this show, we tend to work with, you know, more mental health and getting you so that you can make it through these trying, trying days. I don't hypnotize anybody on this show, although it might be a little bit fun. But since a lot of you, I know, are listening either on the road or, you know, doing something at work, it's really important that, you know, we make sure that things are so safe. So when I tell you that I'm going to be reading something like I am today, that it's important for you to be in that safe place. So that can be in your house, that could be in your car, but only if you're hiding from your family, not if you're driving on the road. It can be under a tree, it can be anywhere, as long as you're not driving heavy vehicles or working on something that is really important. Those are the things when I say a safe place. Because, you know, we don't want any accidents here. To help the show going, you know, we have our wonderful Patreon page. So you can, you know, help with the show, buy me a coffee. Y'all know I need that to make it through the day. Whatever. I've got some new stickers on there. I got some good swag, like I told you I would. So I would love for you to be, you know, a part of the Hypno Fairy Godmother family. Okay, so wow, my lovelies, we are going to cover another part of the Weeble Kung Fu. Because as we know, holy moly, as we know, tomorrow is the last day of voting. Now, I am not going to go political because that is not what we do here on this show. But I know that this is causing an extreme amount of anxiety and actual panic and panic attacks by people. Because we know that this week is going to be such a crazy week. So my thing for you today is another way that we can add something to our toolbox, because you know how important that is to me, that you have as many tools in your toolbox to help you with the stress and the anxiety or however you know, you're feeling. Because like I said, I know that this week is going to be a tough one. So, step one, do not panic. I know we're all panicking just a little bit, but do not panic. I know you can do this. I do. And those deep cleansing breaths that you take are going to help with this. You may end up, you know, taking a lot of deep breaths, but make sure that they're deep, deep in the pit. Just really good cleansing breaths, because we've talked about this. And if you're breathing shallow, like up here in the top of your chest, what's going to happen is if you have any type of panic attack, you're not going to be able to breathe. And you're not going to be able to breathe because you're not getting air into your lungs. So that's why I always tell you to take those deep breaths and hold them. Nobody needs to panic to the point of, you know, hyperventilating, breathing into a paper bag. We're going to do this calm. We're going to do this cool. We're going to do this. So the thing that I have today is actually a little more, maybe a little more technical than what we normally do. So the steps that I'm going to be giving you, you know, if you're just listening to this or you are driving or whatever, definitely listen. But do not do what I'm asking you to do while you're on the road. The instructions and details of how to do this little process in your toolbox, I'm going to have it on my Facebook page. So you don't have to worry about taking notes. You don't have to worry about any of that. You can just copy it from my Facebook page. Because the last thing I would want is you starting to go into your imagination, which is one of the things that I'll be asking you to do, and you're not paying attention to what you're doing. So if you are just sitting there listening to me at home, then definitely follow along. I actually really like this technique. So I kind of changed it around a little bit to make it to where it's something that we can all do together. I really love doing that part. So what we're going to need is you're going to need a piece of paper and a pencil, pen, pencil, crayon, whatever. So take a second, find what you need. Like I said, all the directions will be on my Facebook page, the Hypno Fairy Godmother Radio Show, which I just noticed is actually backwards behind me. We were having a few little technical difficulties this morning. So I promise it is the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show on Facebook. And everything will be there by the end of today. So don't worry about that. So I hope everybody has their paper and pencil or pen. And I want you to draw a square. Doesn't matter how big the square is. Just make sure that you can write around the square and the corners. So then I want you to take and draw a circle in the middle of the square. I know now I'm getting technical here, but I promise that's all the drawing you're going to have to do. And make sure that the circle totally fits inside the square. Because it's kind of a visual thing that we're going to be doing today, which honestly works well on the video part, not so much on the audio part. But now that you've done that, in each corner of the square, outside the square, I want you to place a word that has a really strong emotion that you're going through right now. And it can be anxiety, stress, fear, regret, panic. Pick your favorite emotion that you're going through right now that you need to just settle down and let go of for a while. Actually, if you could get rid of it forever, that would be perfect. But this first time, it may just be a little. So there we go. Have you written down your words? Just four words. Pick them. Whatever, you know, and there's no time limit on this. This is not one of those things that you need to speed through. As a matter of fact, this is something that you should actually really think about and work through it. It's a process. Like everything I make you do, it is a process. Now, I would tell you that this is a really good thing to do in your journal if you are actually doing a journal. But if you're not, just any plain old piece of paper. This is something that needs to be done on a piece of paper. So actually, yeah, doing it in your phone or whatever, not work as well. So in that first corner, under the word that you wrote down, I want you to write down the reasons that that emotion comes up. Why do you feel that way? I know, making you think. It's crazy. But we're doing this because it'll help bring out some of those extra emotions and your reasons. And you see that word that you wrote down that sparks that strong emotion. And now you're just telling yourself why you feel that way. Is it an external thing that happens outside, you know, that we have no control over? Or is it an internal thing that maybe we do have some control over? But when, you know, you write all those down, and it can be one thing, it can be 20 things, doesn't matter. But once you do that, I want you to look down at those words and I want you to take a marker if that works the best for you and just put a big circle with a line through it. You're wiping those out. You may decide that, you know, you want to rip off that corner. If you decide you want to rip the corner off of your page, then, you know, take a pair of scissors or your hands and you can rip them up. You can cut them up. You can destroy them, because what we're doing is we're actually getting rid of those and releasing them. And once you've done that, I want you to imagine, picture, pretend, whatever works for you, you know, and kind of look at that circle now and think of it as maybe a hot air balloon. you know, and as you're cutting each one, you're releasing those into the atmosphere. Or you can look at it as maybe, you know, the wheels of a race car. And each corner is another wheel. And as you're letting these go, you're able to move on. Either of those work. So in the second corner, we're going to do the exact same thing. You're going to look at that word. And I want you to write underneath it all the reasons that you feel that emotion. It can be because, it can be tangible, it can be a really deep, deep set feeling, or it can be superficial. These are just reasons that you feel that emotion. You know, I'm angry because the grocery store didn't have my favorite kind of yogurt. It can be, I feel anxiety because last night we had fire trucks and police cars going up and down the street all night long. And it made me worry and wonder. I mean, it can be anything. Things we have control over and things we don't. So as you finish writing those, same things apply. Rip it out, tear it up, put a line through it, scribble it out, put nasty faces on it, rip it off the piece of paper, and squish it in your hand, stomp it with your foot, whatever you need to do to show that you've destroyed those and you have control. You've acknowledged the situation. You've acknowledged how it makes you feel. Now, let it go. Get it out of there. Now, in the third corner, I'm sure you got the idea of how this is going to work. So, you know, concentrate on your words, though. Concentrate on how you feel. Think about it. Don't just scribble down something. This is actually, you know, a mindfulness exercise. And by that, I mean getting yourself back to zero. We've talked about mindfulness a little bit. And mindfulness isn't some strange, exotic, newfangled thing. It's just getting your senses and yourself and your emotions back to zero or back to even, either way you want to look at it, so that you're not mentally all over the place. You know, we want to get you back focused right smack in the middle. So these are ways of doing that. So in that third corner, you know, go over that and think about it. And you don't have to do it at the speed that I'm talking. I'm going through this so that you have an idea. That's also why I will have all of these directions written down for you so that you can just copy and paste them or write it down, because there's no need to rush through this. This actually takes a while, you know, but as you're cutting it up or as you're ripping it or slashing it or whatever, you know, watch them dissolve. Watch those words dissolve. Watch them explode. Watch them disintegrate before you. I had one person that actually wanted to torch them and light them on fire, which is okay, but please be careful. No pyromaniacs. Just, you know, if you decide that that's what you need to do, please do it over a really safe area. Kitchen sink with water or something, you know. You're just using a little piece of paper. So please be careful. That's usually why I just recommend that you rip it up, tear it up, chop it, whatever you need to do. On this fourth one, on this fourth corner, this is very important. As you're looking down at that word you wrote for your emotion, just really, really think about kind of what the other three words were and wonder if, see if you can bring them back up. See if any of those emotions are really attached to you right now. You know, this fourth one, this is the emotion. This is usually the darkest and deepest one. It's like we always start with the simple, easy ones and end with the holy moly. So you're writing those down, all the reasons that that emotion comes up. Make it big, make it little, whatever, and just let them go. And right now, we're all dealing with different emotions and different anxieties. You know, I have used this where I'm getting ready to do an event. I have used this, you know, for little business choices, for big business choices. Why do I feel that way? You know, I always talk to you about embracing the fear. This is another way of embracing the fear. And that could actually be one of your words, one of your emotions could be fear. Because as we know, you know, fear is both mentally, it's both mental and physical. We have pretty much all been in a situation where our emotions are so wrapped up in a situation that it can actually cause a physical problem, and we can be in physical distress. And this is never the right way. So what we're doing is we're trying to kind of nip that and make it so, although you might feel uncomfortable doing this, it kind of stops the huge, huge thing from becoming the huge, huge thing. Which is why I'm telling you to take as much time as you need. You know, and you don't have to wait for that big event to happen. You could do this, technically, you could do this once a week. You know, start out your week, or actually better, end your week by doing this and putting the four biggest emotions you've had that week. And what caused them? And did they get out of hand? And you can end your week by getting rid of them, by watching them float out into the ether. If you're using a hot air balloon and you've chopped each of those big, heavy bags off of it, and you've let that balloon go, all of those feelings and emotions are inside that basket, and we're just letting them sail. And the farther and farther away they get, the less you're gonna have those to hang on to. If you decided to imagine this as the four tires on a car, as you release and connect each of the tires to the car, you know, with that last tire, that thing just speeds off and takes all those feelings with it. Zoom and gone. Let your imagination go with this. You know, this can actually end up being a type of self-hypnosis. Because if you do it right and you take your time, it can kind of let the whole situation surround you. Where, you know, you're picturing balloon, race car, whatever it is. And, you know, you're picturing and you're watching these emotions go and float into space. And that's why I tell you to do this in a safe place. This is, you know, this is the most important part of doing that. Because, you know, if you're doing these instructions and your imagination is going wild, guess what? Danger. So, you know, just take your time when you can sit at home. You know, you'll know when the appropriate time is. I tell you to take some time to be you. Take the little breaks. You know, take those 5-10 minutes every once in a while all to yourself. And if you need more time to do this, I suggest that you do this whole thing at one time. Because it's a complete process. If you need to do these corners at separate times, I understand, and it will still work, but you'll have a much better effect if you can do everything together. And it can be really, really scary to acknowledge your fears or your emotions. But, you know, once we embrace those fears and emotions, we have the power. You inside you have the power to help move past them. And it's not an easy process. And, you know, sometimes it's going to take more than once. We have talked about this before, that, you know, not all this happened in a day. It's probably not all going to end in a day either. But this is the start. This is, you know, where you begin. And whether it's writing in your journal the little things that upset you or the little things that delight you, that's fabulous. For this particular thing, you know, we're actually dealing with fears and emotions. But if you decide to do this at the end of every week, you could almost do it at the end of every day. If you've had a really bad day, totally do this. Get out a little scrap of paper, make a square, put a circle underneath it. And, you know, if you have a coworker that you're having trouble with or anything, you could actually put their name underneath all the fears and emotions. Because sometimes people, a single person, can bring on four very distinct emotions. So that's when I was telling you that it doesn't have to be a major event. You can actually do this little thing at the end of every day so that you've let it go and you can have a great night's sleep. And you get to start out the day fresh. Because you've let those emotions just fade. And while you're asleep, if you've done this and rattling off, and maybe it'll find a reason that you felt that way that you may have forgotten about, and it'll help you wipe those out too, which it's amazing. I love the way your, you know, your self-conscious works. So the important thing to all of this, you know, as it goes with my version of Weeble Kung Fu, stepping out of that comfort zone. I will never ask you to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. And doing this does take you out of your comfort zone. Nobody wants to acknowledge that they're afraid of something. or they're freaking out, or they're in a panic mode, or they regret something. You really and truly have to give yourself permission to heal. Your mental health is the most important thing that you have right now. We're dealing with this virus. We're dealing with election stress. We're dealing with neighbor stress. Country's gone a little cuckoo. We're dealing with all of this. And you have just normal day-to-day stuff. Family, work, you know, whatever those things are. So your mental health is so important to hang on to. And I love the fact that when you do these things and you see them work and you feel them work, because each time you let one of these things go, your internal clock is going to feel lighter. That piece of you that has been hanging on to those emotions, once they're gone, you're going to feel so much lighter. And when people ask you, you know, what have you been doing? You can tell them, pass it on. These are not secrets. These are things that I give you that have worked for me. And then you get good at them, and then you pass them on to the next person. And you can pass it on to spouses, kids, coworkers, whoever. And yes, kids have problems with these same emotions. Because kids, no matter their age, can feel what you're feeling. They truly can. If you're feeling all stressed out and wiggy inside, your kids know that. You can tell them you're fine. But they're a lot smarter than we give them credit for. So this can also work for them once a week or every day, especially if they've had a bad day. You know, go, you know what, let's try something. And ask them, you know, how they're feeling. You know, how do you feel? And sometimes they won't have the big word like, you know, I'm feeling emotional or I'm having a panic attack. I feel regret. No, they're going to say, I feel yucky. My tummy hurts. You know, they're going to, bad. They're going to use simple words, but those words mean as much to them as the ones that you use. And then you can ask them, you know, how did they make you feel? What happened? What happened today to make you feel like this? And don't laugh, because I always tell you that if it's something that is important to you, then it's important. Same thing works with kids. If it's important enough for them to tell you, then it's important. And it may not be important to you because you're thinking, oh, great, kid's got a problem, but doesn't have to deal with this, this, and this. No, but they have these anxieties too, especially now. They're used to being with their friends all the time, and now they can't. And they can just be feeling bad about not getting to see their friends. Or if they're being homeschooled, maybe they didn't like the way something was done while they were talking to their teacher online, or it can be anything. But know that they can feel what you're feeling. They just may not have the words for it. So, you know, if you've got a child that's feeling grumpy all the time, get down on their level and ask them. And if you get down there and you ask them and you have a piece of paper and you draw the circle and you draw the square, or draw the square first and then the circle, then they can actually visually see how it works. How once they write down the reasons why they feel that emotion, that they can just scribble it out and take a deep breath and maybe just blow on it to blow it away. Most of the time, kids learn and react more visually. So that's why take 10, 15 minutes or however long it takes and show them on the paper how it works. And they may change it. They may change how it works for them. You know, they may want to draw a hot air balloon or draw a race car with no tires. Make it so it's something that has four parts. So wheels, corners, whatever, and draw that out. If it makes you feel better, you get to draw it out too. I always tend to picture a hot air balloon because that was the first way that I got to do it. So that's the way it works for me. You may have no idea how that works with the hot air balloon, and you come up with something totally different that has four corners. If you do, please let me know. I'm totally interested on how you might visualize this. Or if you're doing this with your kids, you know, show me what you did with them. I would love to hear from you on ways that you're using these techniques, because your mental health and their mental health, just as important. And know that sometimes the things that scare you might also scare them. And it may be one of those things that you have no control over. We have no control over whether we stay in quarantine or not. That's one of those things that can bring up all these emotions. And there's pretty much nothing we can do about it. There are other outside emotions and outside events that can happen. And we have total control over those. And those are easier to handle. The ones that we have no control over, kind of a problem, but we can still work on those. You can still write, you know, what it is that's making you crazy. And I can guarantee you tomorrow night, you are going to be, if you, you know, you're a news junkie, don't sit there and stare at the TV. Because those panic attacks are going to be happening. You're going to be hearing all the vote tallying. And remember, we may not know the outcome of anything by the end of the night. So acknowledge those fears. Know that you're not alone. We're going to make it through this. And, you know, we have to take our, you know, take your time. Don't get wrapped up in other people's fears and anxieties. You have enough of your own. Don't get wrapped up in somebody else's drama. You know, don't let your kids get wrapped up in somebody else's drama. don't sit there on, you know, and watch the news all night and all day. It'll make you crazy. You're going to be making those squares with the circles in between them like every 15 minutes. Step away from it. Remember, we're working on your mental health. Your mental health cannot be better if you're driving yourself crazy, listening to 10 people tell you 10 different things. You know, Weeble Kung Fu. If one thing doesn't work, go to the next thing. If all else fails and your brain is all over the place, then I want you to do the way we start the show. Get your brain back to center. Bring it back in. And that way you're not overly worrying about yesterday. You're not overly worrying about what's going to happen. You're right there. And wiggle your toes and squeeze in your butt and say your affirmations. Watch cartoons, watch funny videos on YouTube. We watch so many funny videos on YouTube that that's actually become our nightly thing. And we do this because no matter what else has happened during the day, we get to laugh at the end of the day. So no matter how stressed, if something bad happened, if something worrisome happened, we're not ignoring it. But, you know, we're ending the day watching crazy videos on YouTube. And those crazy videos can be just about anything. It's kind of whatever makes you smile. You know, whatever it is, or if it's people that have the same interest as you, if you're trying to learn a new skill, you know, maybe you watch a couple videos on how-tos because it's calming, it's relaxing. You're concentrating on that and not on those things that you have no control over. It's such a fun way, actually, to end the night. Sometimes we, you know, watch how-to videos. Sometimes we watch, you know, crazy magnet fishing. You know, it, whatever it is. Sometimes we've been known to watch cartoons. Makes me smile. Makes us laugh. Gets us out of the headspace. And you can do that, too. You know, in the day on a positive, that's a perfect thing to have in your Weeble Kung Fu toolkit. You know, you can start the day watching crazy stuff, but, you know, I've chosen that that's the way we end the day. And I love that. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to embrace the fear and step out of your comfort zone. But more than that, don't be afraid to acknowledge that things are weird right now. Don't ignore it. Because ignoring it doesn't help. And when I say that at the end of the day, we, you know, watch funny things that make us laugh, we're not ignoring things that have happened during the day. It's just our way of coping and our way of handling. Everybody has their own. You know, you can end the day by calling and checking up on friends. Calling and checking up on videos or on relatives. You know, have a video watch party. Last week, I had a watch party on Facebook. It was fun. Everybody was at their houses that wanted to watch it. And everybody enjoyed what we were watching. And it gave me a sense of happiness to know that I was showing a video that not everybody could watch on normal, you know, on normal TV. So I took it to Facebook and had a watch party. Do something like that. Do a Facebook Live. If you have a skill and you can teach people and other people acknowledge, oh my God, that is fabulous. You know, anything that can make you smile, can make you breathe a little easier, make you relax, and end your day right smack in the center. Starting fresh the next day. Remember, you can always go outside during these times as long as you're safe. Take your walk. Use the precautions. You know, dance like nobody's watching. But if you're dancing like nobody's watching while you're walking around, pay attention to cars, please. Listen to that audiobook. Listen to whatever you need to bring down and just bring down that heartbeat and do that deep breathing. And remember, deep breathing is down here, not up here. So down in your belly, not up in your throat. Remember that I will have all the instructions on how to do, you know, this part of the Weeble Kung Fu, along with all the other things that I have given you with the Weeble Kung Fu. And by now, though, your toolbox should be doing pretty good. You have so many different ways of handling the stress and dealing with your mental stress. So I love that you know, you have more than one way of handling things. So I would love it if you comment on my Facebook page and let me know that maybe some of these are working, or maybe you've taken one of my techniques and tweaked it a little bit. That's also fabulous. These are things to do. I give you an outline. What you do with it is up to you. So know that wherever your safe place is, perfect. You know, we've talked enough about the safe place thing. So, you know, you know what one of those are by now. And take note of your mental health several times a day, even if you have to set an alarm where you feel a little vibration of your alarm. Hear a little tone, and it makes you snap right back into center. That's perfect. So one more time, we're going to take that deep breath. Hold it. Exhale with a smile. Contact me with any questions, comments, stories, either on Facebook or hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. Remember to always have a smile on your face and smile at other people. Makes them wonder what you're up to. Thanks for tuning in, and tell all your friends about the show. And I promise I will see you next week. So have a good week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.